Shalom, everybody. This is Rav Rafi coming to you from the holy city of Yerushalayim in the holy school of Shalavim for women. This week's parsha is Parshas Tetzaveh, and most of the parsha discusses the big day kahuna. In Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Torah tells us, V'haya al Aharon l'shares v'nishma kolo b'vo'o el ha-kodesh l'fnei Hashem v'tzeiso v'lo yamus, that Aaron should put the pomegranates and the bells on the bottom of the me'il, and they will make noise, and he will wear them when he comes and when he goes into and from the Kodesh. He will not die. The Bala Turim writes that the word v'nishma comes up three places in Tanakh. It comes up in our pasuk, v'nishma kolo b'vo'o el ha-kodesh l'fnei Hashem u'v'teiso v'lo yamus. It comes up in Perek Chav Daleh Pasuk Zayin, where it says, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. Parenthetically, that pasuk is Perek Chav Daleh Pasuk Zayin. That's 24/7. That's where the Torah, the Jews said, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. We will do everything 24/7. We'll do all that Hashem asks for us. Very cute. And then the third time it comes up is in Megillas Esther, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf. It says, "V'nishma pitgam hamelech," that the decree of the king was heard when Achashverosh sends out his letter. It says, "Let me get the exact pasuk." Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf. V'nishma pitgam hamelech asher yahasek b'chol malchuso ki rabba hi v'chol anashim yitnu yekar levalehen lemigadol v'akaton. Then the king's decree, which he will proclaim, shall be heard throughout all of his kingdom. So you have three times where it says v'nishma. What is the connection between these three things? So I saw a very beautiful explanation from the Ateres Yehoshua, and he says, based on a pasuk in Tehillim that David HaMelech wrote in Tehillim, Paraglam Adalid Pasuk Yedbeis, he writes, "Lechu vanim shim'uli." Go, my kids, and listen to me. And the question is, why does David HaMelech say, Lechu banim shimuli? He should have said, Ba'u banim shimuli. Come and hear me. Come, my children. Come closer so I can tell you. What does it mean, Lechu banim shimuli? By going, they're not going to be able to listen to him. So what does David HaMelech say, Lechu banim, and not Ba'u banim? There are a few answers given to this question. But the answer that Ateres Yehoshua wants to use is from Reb Shmelka Minicholsburg. And the answer he gives is that sometimes a person will be hearing a shiur, and they'll hear something very inspirational, and they'll be like so inspired to do it, and then when they leave, all the inspiration goes right out the door. They lose everything with them right when they leave. Nothing remains, and they stay on the same level that they were before they heard the shiur, before they heard this inspiring thought. So David HaMelech was saying, Lechu vanim shimuli. I already told you what you need to know. Now go out and take it with you. Lechu vanim. Go out. Shimuli. Listen to me. Listen to all the things that you've heard, all the things that you've inspired to take on. Listen to those things, but take them when you go with you. Lechu vanim. So the Ateres Yehoshua says the same thing is true over here. V'nishma pitgam hamelech, that the decree of the king will be heard. You'll be somewhere, you'll hear a decree of the king, you'll hear something that Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants you to do. What are you going to do? You're going to say, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Na'aseh V'Nishma. Of course, I'm going to listen, I'm going to do it, I'm so inspired, it's in the bag, guaranteed. But what sometimes happens is, when we leave, those moments of inspiration, they wane, and they go with us. So that's why the third pasuk in this week's parsha comes along and tells us, V'nishma kolo b'vo'o el ha-kodesh l'fnei Hashem u'v'tzeiso. When you hear the kolo, when you hear the voice of Hashem, b'vo'o el ha-kodesh l'fnei Hashem, when you hear the call of Hashem in the kodesh, when you are close to Hashem, make sure that remains with you u'v'tzeiso when you go out. Don't lose that inspiration that you have. Whatever it is, if you hear a shir, if you hear something beautiful, make sure that you take that with you wherever you go, and then that's the best way to fulfill the words of the Torah, fulfill the words of David HaMelech, Lechu vanim shimuli. Go, my children, listen to me. Keep those things with you, And then your inspiration will continuously help you reach higher and higher levels. I hope everyone has a fabulous, amazing, beautiful, wonderful Shabbos.